Good morning, traders. I am Emily Advani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, April 13th. Today kicks off the official start of earnings season, and investors await some more economic data that could offer further insight into inflation. Markets reversed yesterday to close in the red following the 8.5% print on March's CPI report, marking the highest level of inflation in 40 years. But Bill, let's look ahead to the day in front of us. Tell us, what do you see happening in the markets this morning?
Hi, Emily. How are you doing this morning? I've been watching the S&Ps all morning. They were up very significantly, up about 0.6%. Now they're only up about 0.1%. They pulled back after those J.P. Morgan earnings. This is what we're dealing with today. We've got a lot of earnings coming out from a lot of big name companies. And there's more coming. So this is what the market is focused on today, right now. We have some good economic reports coming out as well. European markets, they're rather cautious because of Putin's comments yesterday where he declared that the peace talks are dead. You're looking over at the DAX. The DAX is down, 124 points or 0.88%. You're looking at the FTSE. It's just marginally down, about two points. But the CAC is down 56 points this morning. So you're seeing some weakness in Europe. But Asia was strong last night. Tokyo jumped 1.93%. You're looking over at the Hong Kong, that was up, 55 points as well. So that's positive. You're looking at crude oil. Crude oil's trading a little higher this morning. We're looking at WTI at $101.97 a barrel, whereas in Brent is at $106. The EIA came out and they actually said that, while demand is kind of weakening because of China, they're still cautious on the amount of oil that's going to be needed for this year. You're looking at the S&Ps. That pullback from being up 0.6% to being up 0.1%, it makes a big red flag, in my opinion. So I've got to be cautious going into today. But this is where you can find some good opportunities. So that's what I see happening in the market this morning, Emily.
And you said it, Bill, a lot of earnings coming out from big name companies. Give us the rundown of earnings action.
Well, we're starting off with J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan missed by 6 cents on lower revenue. The stock's trading lower this morning. It's down about 3.5%. It's the Russia exposure which really caused the weakness. Jamie Dimon came out early and said it was going to be nominal. But, this is a little bit more down, a little bit more than what I was expecting. We're looking at Delta Airlines, ticker DAL, David Apple, Larry. They beat by 4 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. And you look at Delta Airlines, it's up 6.68% this morning. SJR, which is Shaw Communications, it hasn't started trading yet. It looks like it could open up a little higher, but I don't think so. I think that the earnings weren't that good. I don't have a good handle on what they reported for quarter to quarter. I saw year-over-year estimates. So I'm a little cautious on SJR, Shaw Communications. And let's talk about Bed Bath & Beyond. That sticker BBBY, boy, yellow. These guys missed by 95 cents on lower revenue. They're talking about same-store sales being positive, but that stock is down 9.85% in the pre-market. It's pretty ugly for Bed Bath & Beyond shareholders this morning. First Republic, that sticker FRC, Frank, Richard, Charlie, they beat by 10 cents. It was done on lower revenue, but you look at the stock, it's up about 0.5% this morning. And Fastly, the retailer, that sticker FAST, Frank, Apple, Sam, Tom, they beat by 2 cents. They did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 2.31% this morning. Upcoming, we got Rite Aid, that sticker RAD, Richard Apple David. Their EPS estimate is for a loss of 57 cents per share. Their expected move here is 20.82%. Citigroup, that sticker C is in Charlie. EPS estimate here is $1.98, and the expected move here is 4.15%. Remember, these guys do have Russia exposure. Goldman Sachs, that sticker GS, Gray Sam. EPS estimate is $8.79, and the expected move here is 4.42%. It's all about the deals and the IPO deals with Goldman Sachs, and there hasn't been as many as there have been in the past quarters. We're talking Morgan Stanley, that's ticker MS, Michael Sam. EPS estimate is $1.80, and the expected move here is 3.76%. Wells Fargo, this is an interesting one. Their EPS estimate is 83 cents, and the expected move here is 4.75%. Wells Fargo's ticker is WFC, William Frank Charlie. United Healthcare, ticker UNH, Uncle Nancy Henry. Their EPS estimate is $5.40, and the expected move here is 3.05%. And let's round this off with Taiwan Semiconductor, ticker TSM, Tom, Sam, Mary. EPS estimate here is $1.27, and the expected move here is 4.66%. But that's what I have for you in terms of our earnings action, Emily.
And economic reports and events remain important to the markets as investors continue to digest information on inflation and are sort of keeping the Fed in the back of their mind how aggressive they're going to be in raising rates. So these reports become more and more important to the markets. And we have another rundown of reports today to watch. So, Bill, what should we expect in terms of economic events?
Well, at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens, we have the final demand, the Purchasing Price Index, the PPI for March. This could be interesting. At 10 a.m., we have the Atlanta Fed business inflation expectations. And then at 10:30, we have the EIA oil stockpiles report that's going to be that's due out. These are the official numbers. Then I see at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Fed Bank President from the Richmond Fed, Tom Barkin, will be speaking. So that should be interesting. One item of note, Fed Governor Bernard was speaking yesterday, and she was talking about the CPI report, and she noted that used car sales are actually dropping. That's a positive, because that was one of the causes for inflation. And with the used car sales dropping, you're seeing a lot of downgrades happen to some of these automobile dealerships like Carvana or CarMax, stocks like that. So you want to be careful in those names. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports, Emily.
In the whirlwind of earnings season and the release of some hot economic reports, we also want to make sure to watch other market moving headlines. Bill, you watch all of this using your newsware alerts and breaking them down so you can quickly digest mountains of news and information. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Mountains of information is correct. I would not be able to get through the morning without newsware. It just breaks the news down into specific segments for me that I need to read every morning. You know, I'm looking at the FANG sector this morning and Amazon. You know, there's this story out between them and Microsoft. And apparently, you know, there's talk that Microsoft has been using anti-competitive practices to draw customers to its cloud computing services and away from Amazon's. Well, Microsoft owns Microsoft Word. They own Windows. They own Office. They can offer better pricing. Amazon can do it. They just choose not to, and they probably wouldn't be able to meet the same price points, but that is an advantage of going with Microsoft. Using phrases anti-competitive practices, I think is a little bit misleading, but I think this is kind of a positive actually for Microsoft, at the end of the day. We're looking at Apple, ticker AAPL. Their iPhone 13 demand remains healthy. But that SE iPhone, its demand's disappointed. They're not really thrilled. Not a lot of orders, apparently, according to KeyBank. And I also noticed late yesterday, Apple is introducing a new version of iMovie. It's going to have storyboards and movie magic. That's positive for shares of Apple. Other news out there in the FANG sector is Google. Google's going to be investing $9.5 billion in U.S. offices and data centers this year. That's up a couple billion dollars from last year. and Netflix. Apparently, you know, some Russian users of the company's services have launched a class action lawsuit against the streaming giant for leaving the Russian market, and they're demanding compensation. I'm sorry that's going nowhere. You look at shares of Netflix this morning, and they're actually trading slightly higher this morning. We're talking Dow 30 stocks, Salesforce.com, that ticker CRM, Charlie Richard Mary. Salesforce was chosen as Eurotunnel to provide customer engagement platforms. Boeing, ticker BA, Boy Apple. Defense contractors are meeting with the Pentagon to discuss Ukrainian aid. This could be something of interest. Johnson & Johnson, that talc unit, says that the securities lawsuit is threatening the settlement efforts that they're trying to make. So you'll have to see if they're going to continue or going to take the deal that Johnson & Johnson has on the table. In terms of mergers, Peloton, that ticker PTON, Paul, Tom, Oscar, Nancy, their major shareholder, which is Blackwell's Capital, they're continuing to call for the company to sell the company. We're talking Sierra Oncology, that's ticker SRRA, Sam Richard Apple. They were acquired by GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, Beckham for $55 a share or $1.9 billion. And Halo, ticker HALO, they just acquired a pharmaceutical firm for $960 million. In terms of guidance information, I see that Best Buy, Bed Bath & Beyond, ticker BBBY, they just came out and the store said that they see sequential same store sales improvement in the second half of this year. I don't know. I'm looking at the stock. It's down 9.24%. It doesn't look like it's going to have any effect on them. We're talking about some shareholders news, ticker ACV, which is Mission Produce. They're having a shareholders meeting today that starts at 4:30 p.m. And ticker ABEV, which is Ambev, the Brazilian company, they're having they've been having a shareholders event. It started yesterday, but today is the last day of the event. Something good can come out of that meeting when they end it today. In terms of buyback news, PVH, Paul Victor Henry, this is an interesting one. They came out this morning and they announced a $1 billion increase into its stock buyback plan. You're looking at shares of PVH, and they're up about 1% this morning. J.P. Morgan, they announced a $30 billion share repurchasing program that's effective May 1. So you're seeing this weakness in J.P. Morgan this morning, but that's discounting this huge buyback they're doing. 30 billion shares, that's a lot. And Ferguson, that's ticker FERG, Frank Edward Richard Grace, they announced the $585 million share repurchasing arrangement this morning. But that's what I have for you as far as news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with Wells Fargo. That's ticker WFC, William Frank Charlie. EPS estimate is 83 cents, and the expected move here is 4.75% this morning. You know, earnings are due out tomorrow morning, so they don't have the big Russian exposure. You know, the deals, they're not really always going to be number one on the deals coming in, so I don't think that's going to be a huge negative for them. And you look at the brokers, and they're really highly positive on this stock, and they have been for a while now. I expect them to really have a nice little pop when they release their earnings. Now, the key here is that, you know, Wells Fargo is actually trading a little lower this morning, and I do expect it to open up lower. So, you know, if you could, it could drop down to 47.25, 47.30, in that type of range. If so, that's a great entry point for earnings release tomorrow morning. So you got to wait to see that weakness in Wells Fargo. You know, it will likely happen this morning, but I think you're going to see a nice little gain in Wells Fargo when they release earnings tomorrow morning. That's ticker WFC, William Frank Charlie.
And we will watch Wells Fargo along with you today. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping yesterday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Bed Bath & Beyond, ticker BBBY. They say that supply chain pressures continue through March. Biden looks to be talking about the White House is going to be making an announcement. Looks like it's today about another aid package to the Ukraine, military aid package. Bryocell receives FDA fast check approval. That's ticker BCTX, Boy Charlie Tom X-ray. Hasbro, ticker HAS, they just acquired D&D Beyond for $146 million in cash from Fandom. Ticker FT, Fastenal, reported March sales were up 19.1%. Ticker BLK, BlackRock, they reportedly plans to launch the first ETF product in China during a fourth quarter. Deutsche Telekom now buys more T-Mobile, TMUS, TMUS. They now own 48.4%. Yeah, I'm seeing some downgrades in CarMax this morning, ticker KMX. That's not surprising. Race, R-A-C-E, Richard Apple Charlie Edward. Ferrari is reportedly to launch its first SUV in the coming months. Credit Suisse is reportedly forms a new committee to review potential SPAC deals. Airlines trading higher in sympathy with Delta following their Q1 release. That's all I'm seeing in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Bill, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Micron. You were cautious ahead of the release of yesterday's CPI report, knowing that it did have the ability to turn the markets. You were looking for an entry price around $71.50. The stock low of the day was a few cents from that. So tell us, how did you play this one and how did it work out?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at what happened with Micron yesterday. And, you know, with that inflation report, the market just bumped higher right at the open. And Micron just ran with it. It opened up at 72.79 and it ran up to 73.59, which is 1%. So it's met its goal. But I didn't get in. I didn't do anything because that 72.79 opening price was just way too high for me. It was way too rich for me. So I had to take a step back. And the market started falling, and MU Micron went lower with it. It did get down to near my entry price, and you know, you look at the stock this morning; it's trading 72.16, so that's a nice bump up from where you know the low entry point. So there, 1%. But I didn't play it just because that opening price was way too high for me, and I was too cautious on the market yesterday. So Micron was it. The plan did work out. I just didn't do anything myself. So that's my feeling with Micron. Got to wait to trade it another day.
Well, Bill, like you say, let the stock come to you. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Wells Fargo pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow ahead of the final regular trading session of the week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.